Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, here we go. So, Fort Myers, there was a bear walking around, an 18-month-old cub, which weighed 200-plus pounds. So, they'll tear you up. So the 18-month-old cub was walking around. The cops were called. I guess it's Fort Myers, so they actually show up, because around my house, I can have a 500-pound bear that's, you know, 15 years old with sharpened teeth.
Standing on top of your car.
Standing, jumping up and down with a torch in his hand and ready to set the car on fire and a submachine gun.
Yeah.
And they won't show up.
No.
Nobody will come. Nobody will come.
We're not going to DeBerry. We don't go there.
We're not
going
to get on the news if we go there. Now, Longwood to Altamont, they call, we'll show up, and we'll get our pressed uniforms that are in the closet from the dry cleaner. It's so true. Anyway, so they couldn't figure out how to get the bear. Finally, one of the cops came up with a good idea. Of course, in his car, he had Krispy Kreme donuts.
And that's so cliche.
He lured the 250-pound bear into the waiting arms of Florida Fish and Wildlife with the donut.
Did they just replace him, like put him somewhere else?
Yeah, he went to a nature preserve.
Oh.
I love good old boys, man. There was I remember when the bear was at my house. The bear was on the side of the house, just sitting there. And I didn't call, this was after the whole FWC didn't show up, the cops, nobody came, nothing. And I have dogs. So I called a security chump in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Security,
you know the
chump.
Guy. It says on the side of the car, security.
Bob security.
It says security chump on the side. I gotta pee. I'm gonna start a security agency. Security chump.
Oh, God. Oh, my face hurts.
Go on.
The story isn't as good as security chump.
Rick, Stacy.